Welcome back to Inside the Bears, brought to you by Jimmy John's. Anthony, what an honor for your friend Peanut Tillman winning the Walter Payton Man of the Year Award.
Yeah, it was very special. A lot of people don't know he was nominated two other times before that as well. So for him to finally win that award, it just makes it extra special that he's a Chicago Bear as well, too. But I got a chance to interview him, and we always joke all the time because we're real good buddies. And it was just awkward to be serious with Peanut Tillman, the jokester. So I asked him some hard-hitting questions that you're going to want to know the answer to. Take a look. This is kind of awkward for me. You know, we always joke around all the time, man. I really am proud of you, man, for winning the Walter Payton Man.
Appreciate it,
year.
Man.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate it.
So, and we talked afterwards, man, and how was it when they called your name and you had to say your speech?
It was hard. It's probably the hardest thing I've ever had to do, get up there. I mean, I'm okay with talking in front of people and audiences and motivational speaking and things like that, do it all the time, but it was just real heartfelt. I think the hardest part of that whole speech was actually saying the names of Espy, Baby Esperanza, Dax, Sabiq, Molly, and Cora. They didn't make it, and I wanted to, you know, I wanted the parents to know how much they meant to my family, and just pay homage and tribute to them by saying their names. My dad texted me, he's like, "You got me crying, boy." I mean, that was like what the text message said. What? No, I'm proud of you. He's like, "You got me crying." And it was, I mean, that's how I knew I got my dad. I tell you, my dad's the hardest man I know.
Right.
You know, my mom called me and she was like, "I'm so proud of you." Oh, I got to call you back when I got to calm down. And she just hung up the phone because she was just so, I mean, I think my parents were extremely proud of me. And I think what you see is a product. I'm a product of my parents, Aubrey and Donald. And because of them, they raised a good person, and yeah. I'm trying to have those same values that they taught me into my kids. I'm trying to teach my kids the same thing. Yeah.
How's Tiana doing?
She's good. She just had a heart biopsy about a week ago. Everything came back negative. She turned 6 Tuesday. She's great. She's doing good.
Yeah. You're a heck of a friend, heck of a guy, and I'm glad the world gets to see it now.
It was fun. But I feel like I'm just a face. You know, there's so many more people who are involved in the foundation work that we do. Like, I'm terrible with logistics, but my wife does a good job with the logistics. Amy Grimmie, she does a great job with the logistics. The philanthropy foundation, they help run my foundation. And they do a hell of a job of actually setting up good events and getting the right people, coordinating and making the contacts. They do a great job of connecting the dots. I just show up and speak and do what I do, but without them, you don't get this. You know what I'm saying? It's like I'm the driver and that's my pit crew. You know, they're the unsung heroes that you're not gonna see on camera. They're the offensive linemen behind the scene. They helping Matt Forte rushed for 2,000 yards.
Now, I'm going to ask you what everybody wants to ask you. Will Peanut Tillman do the peanut punch next year for the Bears?
I think so. I think might not so. I don't know.
I know what it's like to be a free agent, man.
No, so. You know what? The thing that I try to tell people is I think the situation will work itself out. You know, There's no bad blood between me and this organization. If I don't come back, I'll always be a Chicago Bear. You know, if I go play for somewhere else, I'm still going to retire a Chicago Bear. I'm going to do exactly what Jerry Rice did. He went on to play for Oakland, signed that one-day contract, and retired a Chicago Bear.
Now, last question. All right. I know you as a practical jokester.
Right.
And you will wait for hours to get somebody just to get that reaction. I mean, you got Hunter. And preseason camp the one time.
Hunter went to the bathroom. We have a community bathroom. I jump in Hunter's room. I get behind the side of his bed. And he closes the door. He gets in his bed. He's like on the phone, just like hanging out. His shirt was off and everything. He's all nice and comfortable. "Yeah, baby, I love you too." And then all, you know, he's watching like Shark Week or something. And then I remember, like, coming off the side, coming out off the side of the bed, and I just like raw, and I like touched the bed or grabbed him, and he just was like, it was like one of the best. It was awesome. It was awesome.
From all of us here at Inside the Bears, we just want to congratulate Peanut one more time on such an amazing honor.
Slow clap. Good job,
buddy. But
what?
You know how much of a prankster he is, and he has shared so many stories with you. You've been there for so many stories. So Peanut has like that serious side, but then he has that prankster side. It's a good balance of both, huh?
Yes, yes. He might be hiding out around here somewhere, right? Man. So he will wait up to hours just to get that reaction out of you. I've seen it. I've seen his eyes. He's like this.
He's ready. So.